This week's parasha is Parashas Beshalach. The Torah tells us in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chavav, Ayayimer Hashem says, Im Shamaya Tishma L'Kayel Hashem L'Kecha, if you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, V'Yosher Be'enav Tasa, and you do what is correct in His eyes, V'Azamta L'Mitzvaysav, and you pay good attention to his mitzvahs, v'shamarta kol chukav, and you heed his commandments. Kol ha-machala, all sicknesses, asher samti b'mitzrayim, that I placed in Mitzrayim, lo'asim alecha, I will not place in you, ki ani Hashem reifecha, because I am Hashem, your doctor. I am Hashem, your healer. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that when we do the right things with our life, when we follow His Torah, His mitzvahs, His commandments, then we will be cured. We will be saved from any illness that might afflict us. All the machla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in Mitzrayim, we are guaranteed that they will not be placed upon us. You know, In the Agada, there's a very big machlekes, how many makas were in Mitzrayim, how many al-ayam, 50, it was 150, it was 250. So I think the Vilna Gaon says that, you know, who cares how many makas there were in Mitzrayim. So the Gaon says that because of this haftacha, kala machla sher santi Mitzrayim l'yos malecha, is a very big nafkamina. If there's just 50 makas in Mitzrayim, so we're spared from 50 different types of machlis. If there were 250, that's a much greater bracha. So it matters how many machlis, how many makas there were in Mitzrayim and Alayam, because all of those were guaranteed to be protected from assuming that we keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. It's known that the Rambam was a doctor of the Sultan of Egypt. The Sultan of Egypt was one of the most powerful men in the world, and the Rambam was his personal physician. A lot of times people think that when they're going to medical school, they're following in the Rambam's footsteps. Many parents use that as an excuse to tell their kids, you know, you should go to be a doctor. The Rambam was a doctor, he was able to do it, so you should be able to do it also. There is a grave misconception about that. It's true the Rambam was a doctor, but the Rambam did not start out. That was not his plan A when he was, you know, going to his yeshiva as a bacher. He was the Rambam. He was kol kulei Torah. The Rambam happened to have had a brother. His name was Reb David, who was a very successful businessman, and he agreed to provide for the Rambam and his family. And he did so for many, many years. The Rambam didn't have to worry about any parnasa because his brother was taking care of him. He was very, very close to this brother. And one day, the brother goes on a business trip on a ship, and on the ship is all types of cargo, all of his all the family business, all the investments was with him. The Rambam, by the way, we have a letter that the Rambam tells him, I don't think you should go on this trip. The Rambam already had a bad feeling about this particular, business venture. And his brother didn't listen. He went on the ship, and the ship was not seaworthy, and there was a storm at sea, and he drowned. The Rambam was very depressed for a very long time. We have letters how he writes to people that he hasn't been able to get out of bed for many, many months. He so misses his brother. And then, b'deles breira, he had to make a parnasa, so he became a doctor. It didn't involve 8 years of medical school. It probably involved like reading a few textbooks or something. And then he became a doctor. And he didn't just become stam a doctor, he became the most prominent doctor in the world. He was like the surgeon general to the Sultan of Egypt, and he was very, very famous for this. And I saw once in one of Reb David Cohen's Sfarim, just parenthetically, says that the reason why the Rambam, it's just a theory, a speculation, but why did the Rambam create the Yada Chazaka? Yada Chazaka is there are 14 Sfarim that the Rambam includes in his Mishneh Torah. Why Dafka 14? Where did he get the number 14 from? Why didn't he make it a different number? So Reb David Cohen's theory is that 14 is the gematria of David. And in, to give a tribute to his brother who supported him all those years, so he broke it up into 14 different Sfarim. In any event, the Sultan once told the Rambam, he says, you know, I hired you because you're a world-famous doctor, world-class physician, but the truth is that I never really had a chance to test you out because I'm always healthy. I never have like a major medical problem that I have to be spared from that you could show how good a doctor you are. Ram says to him, no, it's not true. He says, the fact that I prevented you from becoming sick through proper diet, through proper exercise, whatever the Rambam was telling the Sultan to do, that stopped the machla from happening. He says, it's not such a kunz, it's a big kunz to heal, but it's a much bigger kunz if you're a doctor to do preventative medication to make sure that the patient doesn't get sick in the first place. And the Rambam proves it, so the legend goes, from this pasuk. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, any machla that I place in Mitzrayim, I will not put on you. Meaning it's not that after the machla hits you, I'm going to heal you. The pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, I will avoid sending the machlas, ki ani Hashem reifecha, because I am the ultimate doctor. And a doctor is really one that tries to prevent machlas from coming instead of having to heal them once it's already le'aleinu upon us. And so he's saying to the Sultan, no, the raya that I'm the best doctor you can have is the fact that you don't need me to heal you from any actual machlas. The first lesson that I want to take from this pasuk is exactly this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our healer with a capital H. And in order to really appreciate this HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many roles that he plays. But one role is that he's our doctor, and we have to appreciate that when we're healthy. If we're Baruch Hashem zeicha to have good health, and we're not in bed, and we're not sick, and we're not in the hospital, at that point, that's the ultimate time to appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of being a Reifei Chol Basar, Umafli Lasseis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of healing is when we're well. When we're feeling good, when everything is Baruch Hashem A-OK, and we go to a doctor, we get a physical, and we're fine, that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is healing us. This is what the bracha of Asher Yatzar is really giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise for. That everything went well. Baruch Hashem, I went to the bathroom, which is a very big test of one's health. She'imi paseach echad mehem, oyisaseim echad mehem. If any of my many different types of valves and orifices and all the different body parts, if they get stopped up, that's death. If they're open instead of being shut when they should be shut, that's death. It's toxic. It's terrible. It's not. So when we go to the bathroom, everything works properly. That is a time to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach for the entire system of the anatomy and of biology and everything that's going on in our personal ecosystem. That's a time to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making everything work so seamlessly. I've said many times, Rabbi Yerucham used to say that when you go to the bathroom and everything functioned properly, you should come out of the bathroom and send a telegram to all of your friends and relatives that Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. You can stop davening for me. I'm well. Because if it doesn't go well, that's a very bad thing. So when things go well, you make an Asher Yatzar, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. When you're healthy, you have to appreciate your good health because that's not something to be taken for granted at all. That is one of the manifestations of Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha. The second principle is that, Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes we're not well, or sometimes we have relatives that are not well. And then you really need to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Reife, as the healer, because it's really all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. As much as we are very, very, as Jews, we're very into medicine. Jews always get the best doctors, the best surgeons, the best physicians. Everything is, they put a lot into doctors. There's wonderful organizations that are medical referral systems. There's a place in Muncie called Echo. It's great. Every single time you need something, you call them, you say where you're located, what insurance you have, and they send you the best doctors. And it's very important to have to do your ishtadlis and do your ishtadlis well. You're not supposed to, you know, take shortcuts when it comes to our health. But at the same time, sometimes because we're so busy, when ourselves or our relatives are sick with something, we start getting into this major doctor mode and hospital mode and drug mode, that we forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the first and last address to approach when our health is compromised. Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha is a statement of fact that I am ultimately the healer. I'm the one that decides everything. You have to do ishtadlis, and there is a teva in the world, and we have to take medications. There are, you know, there are religions that they're against medications. There are certain gayim that they will not go to doctors, b'shita. They will not be, this is what God's will is, then that's what has to happen. I can't fight it. We don't believe that. We believe that we do ishtadlis, but you should know that there were certain gedolei olam that actually felt that their bitachon was on such a high level that they didn't want to go to doctors. They wanted to put all of their bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who did this? The Vilna Gaon was famous for this. Vilna Gaon did not go to a doctor in his life. He felt that his madrega bitachon was such that if he gets sick, he's going to dive into the Rebbeinu Shlom, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to heal him. Doctors to him would just be a distraction from placing his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The stipler did not go to a doctor. The stipler felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my healer, I don't need a doctor. But at the same time, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Pehei Amin Aleph, V'rapa Yirape, Mikan, Shenitna Rishus L'Roipe L'Rafes. There is a permission that the Torah grants a doctor to heal. A doctor is able, a doctor is not going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by healing, you know, maybe. You know, there is a svar. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person sick, what right does a doctor have to step in and to try to make him better? Maybe that's going against the Ratzon Hashem. The answer is we have Gzeiras HaKasav, Rapa Yirapei, that the doctor does have permission. But ultimately, the understanding has to be that I'm going to a doctor. He has permission to heal me. I hope he does heal me because I want to get better. But ultimately, it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds all the cards. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get better with a doctor, I'll get better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want me to get better, I won't get better. And all of my tefillahs and all of my main hishtadlis is in my davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal me. All the other things that we do are just b'tayres, a secondary hishtadlis. In the Sefer Matnas Chaim by Matnas Yo Solomon, he brings something that he heard from his Rebbe, Rebbe Elie Lapian. Rebbe Elie Lapian would quote a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. On Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Shnayim Sha'ol Lumita, two people, let's say, are admitted to a hospital, and they're both roommates in the hospital, they both are sharing the same hospital room. They're both admitted with the same exact machla. They both maybe had a heart attack. They both have yena machla. They both have had a stroke. Whatever it may be, but they're both mamish in the same medical condition. And maybe they have the same heart rate. They have the same pulse. They have the same prognosis. They're both supposed to either live or die. One of them walks out alive, and the other one does not walk out alive. The other one dies in that room. What causes that, the Gemara wants to know. Why is it that one survives this machla and one does not survive the machla? So the Gemara says, Mipnei shezeh espalo v'nene, v'zeh espalo v'loy nene. One of them davened and he was answered, and one of them davened and he was not answered. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, but why, the question begs, was one answered? They both davened, so why should they both not be answered equally? And the Gemara says, zeh espalo tfila shlema. One of them, the one that was answered, davened a tfila shlema. He davened a perfect davening. So what does that mean, he davened a tfila shlema? Rashi says one word, niskavim. He had kavana in his davening. He had kavana in his davening, and that's why he was answered. So Rabbi Lapian says, I don't understand. He says, both of these people are deathly ill. If you're going to daven in this stage of life, you're probably going to have kavana. You know, maybe if everything is going well and you're just, you know, it's just another day of davening, okay, sometimes we could have not the right kavanas or we're spacing out, fine. If this is your possibly last fila, I would like to believe that you're going to daven that with kavana. What does it mean that one daven, had a tefillah shlema, it was niskaven, and the other didn't? How does that happen? Says Rav Elie Lapian that, of course, they both had kavana. They both had kavana to be. They were not spacing out. They had kavana. What does it mean that he davened a tefillah shlema and he was niskaven? He says that there's two ways of treating an illness when le'olenu a person is sick. One way is that I'm going to put all of my bitachin in the doctors. As soon as a person finds out a prognosis, what do? They start calling people and getting RCCS and Bikur Chaylim involved and ECHO involved and medical refer. I need the best doctors. I need the best hospital staff. I need the best room in the hospital. I have to, you know, get the best on the best drug trial. I have to do everything that I possibly can. And why not? I might as well daven also. Davening is also, it's a good thing, right? Davening is a good thing. But the main thing is, I have a sickness, Leilenu, and I got to solve the sickness. It's a medical issue. I have to deal with it medically, and I have to do everything. I'm going to pull out my tilam also and daven, but that's not the foremost thing that's going to get me better. That's just like a Hail Mary. That's like, all right, I might as well get religious also, so I'm going to daven and do that as well. But I'm not going to, my main kavana, my main focus right now is I have to treat it medically. The other way of looking at it is, like we said before, the Eibishter is my plan A, the Eibishter is my plan Z. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor with a capital D. He is going to heal me or he's not going to heal me. It's going to be totally on his rutzen. Now, after I fully believe that and I fully am davening to him and I'm mechavein that this is what I need, this is what I want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me. Roifei chol basar, be merapim me. Then, agav, I have to do a shtadlus. So I go to a doctor, and it should be a good doctor. Once I'm doing a shtadlus, do it the right way. But I'm not putting all my stock into the doctors, into the nurses, into the medical team, into the drugs. I'm putting all of my stock into the Rabbanu Shlom. He's everything. I have to do the Torah wants me to do a shtadlus. I'm doing a shtadlus also. That's the difference, says Rav Elie Lapian, between these two people, the one that survived and the one that didn't survive. The one that survived understood that this is my entire thrust of healing is to be miskaven in davening. I daven, I say tefillah, tilim, and I daven well, and I'm mamish, I'm crying to the Rabbanu Shlom to heal me. And I'm in a hospital, but that's not a stira. The main thing is my understanding, my appreciation for the Reifecha Basak Yani Hashem Reifecha. That's a real tefillah b'kavana. That's a tefillah that will be nana. But if the Rabban Shalom sees that, no, you're trying to really do everything. The main thing is you're putting all your trust in the doctors and the medical staff and the if that's what your rutzin is, so gesundheit, so I hope you're matzliach, but I'm not the main guy for you. You're not making me priority one in terms of the healing process, so then you might get healed, you might not get healed, but that's not it's not the same level of tefillah b'kavana when you're fully invested in the Rabbeinu Shalom as opposed to being fully invested in the medical system and just as a plan Z, we're thinking about God a little bit. There's a maisa with a certain chassid who went to the Rebbe, Rav Mordechai of Nishchiz. And this Rebbe was listening to this person's tzaras. He had a terrible machla, and he was very sick, very weak, and he was afraid of dying. And so the Rebbe, Rav Mordechai, he said to him, he says, I suggest that you go to the doctor of Anapoli. The professor of Anapoli. In the old days, they didn't call a doctor, they called a professor. Go to the professor of Anapoli. She says, all right. Anapoli happened to have been like a famous town because of Reb Zusha Anapoli, one of the great Hasidic masters, a legend. He says, go to the doctor of Anapoli. So he says, all right. The Rebbe said to go, I go. Must be a very big, famous professor in Anapoli who could probably heal what I have. He's probably a specialist in this department. So he sets out to this little shtetl called Anapoli, and he finally gets there. It takes him a while to get there. He arrives there, and he meets a chassid walking through the streets. He says, could you please, you know, direct me to the professor of Anapoli, this doctor, big doctor in Anapoli. He says, you joking? He says, Anapoli is a one-horse town. It's about, like, maybe there's a population of 300 people here. There's no doctors, no lawyers, no professors, no nothing. It's a small town. This isn't like a Warsaw or, you know, Vienna. This is a little shtetl. There's no doctor of Anapoli. He says, so what do you do if you get sick? Like, what do you do? He says, we daven. We daven. He said, that's what we do in Anapoli. There's no doctors here. There's no professionals here. It's a small town. All right. He goes back to the Rebbe. Says, listen, I traveled all the way to Anapoli. You told me to look for the professor of Anapoli. He says, and there's no professor in Anapoli. There's no professors, period. In the 30-mile radius of Anapoli, there's no professor. It's a shtetl. He says, yeah, that's right. He says, did you ask what they do when they get sick? He says, yeah. And what they say? He said, they daven. He says, that's the doctor of Anapoli that I want you to go to. Don't put your investments of getting better in any doctor, in any professor, in any surgeons. The main thing that you do when you get sick is you go to the doctor of Anapoli. You go to the Eibishter himself. After that, you do whatever you want, but that's not the... Ani Hashem Reifecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in this pasuk, in this week's parasha, that I am your doctor. That's who I want you to look to when things are good. You should appreciate it. Be mispalled to me. Thank me. And when things are not good, that's who you should turn to. And that's the main thing. That is the yisayid, how you say this when it comes to health. We daven. That's what a yid does. You take out your tilim and you daven to the Rabbi Shalom. That's the one and only etzah that we're supposed to put our main efforts into. And after that, and only after that, do we go and we put ourselves into the medical apparatus that we're expected to do, but that's not what we're supposed to be doing, l'chatchila. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that's very difficult to understand. The Mishnah says, "Tayv sheberoifim legehenim." The best of doctors go to Gehenim. If anyone's, you know, considering a field in medicine, this Mishnah would probably not be too soothing for that person. I'm going to put 8 years of my life into medical school. Then I'm going to come out of medical school with about, you know, a couple of million dollars in debt. and then I have to work as a doctor my whole life, risk my life, and then and what do I have to wait for? Besides for the MD plates, I have Taif Shabarefa Lugahanim. Is that really what, is that a good trajectory for me to go on? The Tiferes Yisrael, one of the main Mefarshim on Mishnayis, says a beautiful pshat. He says that the Mishnah doesn't say Reifim Lugahanim. The Mishnah says Taif Shabarefa Lugahanim. Only the best of doctors go to Gehanim. What does that mean? He says, if let's say I am the best oncologist in my field, or I'm the best cardiologist, I'm the best nephrologist, whatever it is, I'm the best in the field. Everybody knows that I am the best of the best. Let's say a patient comes to me and something is on his heart, something is on his kidneys, something is on his lung. I don't recognize that the x-ray, something's funny. I don't know, I've never seen this condition before. So a regular doctor, what would he do? He puts it up, you know, sends it to his WhatsApp group, all fellow oncologists, top in their field, you know, did anyone ever see this? Like, anyone know what to do with this spot on the lung? That it's something unusual, I never saw it. Anyone know how to operate on this, how to treat it, medically, what's going on here? That's good, that's what a doctor should do. But if you're the Taif Shabarefim, if you're the top guy, you're not going to do that, because as soon as I go and I ask other people for aitzes for consultation, now I become demoted as the top guy in the field. If I'm coming to you, that means now you're the top guy. So I'm not going to do that. So what am I going to do? I'm going to just operate. I'm going to try to treat it, but I'm going to kill the guy because I don't know what I'm doing. I just, many people all over the world have different experiences that maybe could shed some light on this. I might be the best, but I don't see every single case in my life in the world. So the Taif Shabarefa, the gaiva of the best doctor will not permit him to practice with ethics, with medical ethics, because he's afraid that his position as top doctor will go down. So because of that, he's l'gehenim. Rav Shach says a different pshat. Rav Shach says a beautiful pshat, a very cute pshat. He says that Taif Shabarefim l'gehenim means that the gutta doctors, the doctors that are good, the doctors that have a good heart, the good-hearted, the legit doctors. You know, sometimes you meet doctors that are all, you know, they're so into themselves and they can't, like, you know, they're very gaivadik. Then you meet sometimes a doctor that's pure good. He just wants to help people. You know he's in it for the right reasons, and he has a sterling reputation. He has a great bedside manner. He gives you his personal cell number, you know, to help, you know, just so that you always feel like you have can always reach out to him at any time. He says that type of doctor, the Taif Shabarefim, L'Gehenim, what does that mean? He's not going to be satisfied being an Olam Haba, because there are people with third degree burns in Gehenim, they're suffering Gehenim. So I'm not sitting here pretty. I'm going down to Gehenim to make sure that everyone's okay there. It's a beautiful pshat there, Rav Shach used to say. But in the same shmooze that we have to understand the importance of giving all of our focus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the main hishtadlus, that's the main source of bracha, that's the main source of healing. When we're healthy, we have to appreciate him. When we're not healthy, le'aleinu, we have to go to him and turn to him and daven to him. But at the same time, we have to at the same time understand that doctors are a very important part of our lives as well. These are people that very often give up a lot of their life to this very, very important field. And whether it's a medical doctor, whether it's a PA, whether it's a nurse, whether it's a dentist, whether it's a therapist, all these people are very important people to us. Because Virapa Yirapa Mikanshin Nitna Rishus L'Raipa L'Rapa, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives them the ability to be a shliach for us. And it's important that we recognize, if we want to go into that field, it's a very noble field to enter. And if we're not entering that field, we have to have an appreciation for doctors. L'maisa, they are heroes. And so during COVID, there were doctors that literally were meiser nefesh They nurses were mitzvah. They went into the hospitals even in the darkest of times to help people that were very sick. I just read an article. There was a doctor, a neighbor of mine that was nifter a few years ago. His name is Dr. Alan Bennett. The whole family, you know, he has a brother, Ibad al-Chaim, that's a doctor, and his nephew is a doctor, a very big doctor locally here. My doctor came to me on Yom Kippur when I had a kidney stone this year, and he came to the office, my office, and he was giving me IV on Yom Kippur. His brother was a very well-known doctor, a big tzaddik, very, very fine person, lovely people, a beautiful family. And there was an article just mamish this week about him in one of the periodicals, and I was speaking about him. I just bumped into his son at Avart last night, and we were talking about this article. He would be the type of doctor that on Shabbos, people know if, let's say, your kid all of a sudden, needed stitches, you know, they tripped on a toy and got a gash on their forehead, and they didn't want to go to the hospital. He would basically, in the middle of a Shabbos meal, the family already knew the drill, they would clear off all the stuff from the table, take off the tablecloth, put a different, like a towel down. He would put the person, the kid, on the dining room table and do surgery on Shabbos, you know, on his dining room table. He would go on an airplane. When he went on an airplane, he would tell the stewardess, you know, or the captain, somebody, as he was coming in, he says, "I'm a doctor. If there's any medical issue that arises, I'm sitting on seat, 33F, and come to me right away." No doctors do that. Everyone wants to be left alone. If there's an emergency, Bekaishi, they go and they volunteer that they're a doctor. He would go l'chatchila and tell the people, that he's a doctor. And many times he would save people's lives because of it. The article said that when somebody, like a Hatzalah guy, heard about this, what Dr. Bennett had done, so he also made it his business. Every time he went on a plane, he would tell the stewardess that I'm a paramedic, if you have any medical, and sure enough, that flight that he said it on, an hour later, somebody had a major medical, and he saved the guy's life, because he ran there in the nick of time, and he was able to revive him. But doctors are very, very chash of a people. A doctor is an opportunity that you have to literally bring a person back to health with the Rabbeinu Shalom's Haskama. And so there's three takeaways from today's Shmuz. First of all, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the doctor. He's the doctor when things are good for us and we have to appreciate it. If we woke up this morning and we didn't have a sore throat and we didn't have any, a sty in our eye and we don't have a cold, we don't have a, chas v'shalom, anything severe, we're not, and we're able, everything is functioning bli ayin hara well, we have to say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you. Ma'idani lefanecha. Asher yatzer es adam b'chachma, roife chayle amma Yisrael. These are things that we have to constantly reiterate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for making me well when I'm well. Something we take for granted. We take for granted our health when we have it. It's only after we feel sick, then we like pine to be well again. But when we're healthy, we don't appreciate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahava our refuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us our good health when we have it every second. There are so many reasons why we could get sick. You're on a plane, there are people all around you with germs. You're walking on a street, somebody might have sneezed a second before you walked into that airspace. You could easily catch so many things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. When things are good, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our doctor. When things are bad with us or our family or anyone that we know in Klal Yisrael that are sick or in the world that are sick, we have to then turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the healer and have our kavana shlema, tefillah shlema, that it's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anything that we're doing medically is just b'teres hishtadlus, but it's you and only you. And finally, to have an appreciation for the doctors who are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to merapa people, they give the belev of nefesh. Hatzalah guys especially deserve our credit. I always speak about these guys are malachim. they're able to, in the middle of a Friday night meal, in the middle of a Pesach Seder, in the middle of sitting in a sukkah, on Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre Ne'ilah, they are running out the doors, running out of their homes, out of yeshiva, out of their shuls, to help random people. It might be a Jew, it might not be a Jew, it might be a person he knows, a person not, a person that's Shem retirement, it's a person that's not Shem. Doesn't matter. They're going, and they don't just go and give them CPR or give them, they go and they take them, they drive them in the ambulance to the hospital. They have to spend a long time signing papers and making sure that the person gets a room and doing it's hours and hours and hours every day, every Shabbos, and their families, what they have to be Meisur Nefesh. They're all shluchim v'akadosh baruch hu. We have to appreciate them. We have to support them. We have to give them chizuk. But ultimately, at the end of the day, recognize kalam machla she'asad mitzayim le'as melech ki'an yeshem reifecha. Kadosh baruch hu is the doctor. Kadosh baruch hu is the key to all refuos and all yeshuas. And mitzvah Hashem, we should always be zeicha to be healthy, lanu l'chol Yisrael, and always have the utmost appreciation for all those who are helping us with our medical issues. Have a wonderful Shabbos.